AI and illegal immigration are very closely related. They're actually just two different pathways that the globalists are using to achieve the same goal. And that goal is the wipeout and extermination first of the American people and Western European people. And then the second phase is the wipeout and extermination of all of humanity. But in phase one, they want to displace white Americans, black Americans, and Asian Americans who tend to be, you know, better educated than third world country citizens. They want to replace them with this wave of illegal immigrants who are very compliant and who tend to be socialist. And they will vote for whoever they're told to vote for because they're typically low education, but high socialism. And they come from, you know, Central and South American countries and also other countries around the world. They tend to be poor. They tend to support government handouts. And they believe the lies they've been told that Joe Biden is their savior and hero. And if they just come to the United States, they'll be given all these handouts and all these benefits, which is, well, true on the part of the benefits. But what they're not being told is that they're being used as pawns, pawns in a globalist game to occupy and overrun the United States of America, to replace the American citizens, and then ultimately to collapse America and exterminate all of humanity, or at least as much as the globalists can get away with. So even these people that are fleeing Venezuela, for example, coming to the United States, seeking out a better life, they themselves are actually going to be targeted for termination very soon as well. So they're being deceived and they're being used. And the American people who support this illegal immigration, they're also being deceived and their compassion is being exploited in order to support this mass wave of invasion and occupation to overrun America and destroy the American people. Now, the role of AI in this is complementary to the illegal immigration wave. AI will replace about 50% of white-collar jobs within the next 2 to 3 years in America. It's going to happen very quickly. Corporations are right now rolling out AI systems to take over, for example, 80% of customer service jobs. AI systems can replace quite effectively a large number of customer service people or those who interact with the public. AI is also replacing a lot of writers and graphic designers, content creators, content summarizers, people who do content classification, all kinds of jobs, including people who review information, people who look at insurance applications and try to determine if it can be accepted or rejected, or people who process insurance claims, for example, or people who work in government and handle welfare or concealed carry permits, and there are many other examples here. It's all the same thing. All of these jobs can be replaced by AI in the next 2 to 3 years. I'm not saying 100% will be replaced. It'll probably be more like 50%. But as each year ticks by, it's going to be a higher and higher percentage of these people who are ultimately replaced. And these workers tend to be white people. They're not all white people. There are also plenty of black people and Hispanic people and Asian people, but they're mostly white people. And these people are going to be displaced. They'll be made jobless. And soon they'll be out on the streets, homeless, and lining up at food banks to try to get something to eat. When they can't make their house payments, of course, the banks will take over their homes. Those homes will be turned over to illegals through government grant programs and loan guarantee programs that favor illegal immigrants because, of course, illegals are considered the precious untouchables in America today. They don't have to show their ID when they're boarding airplanes, we've seen. They don't have to have car insurance. They don't have to have driver's licenses. I've experienced this myself in Texas, where illegals can drive all over the highways, no insurance, no driver's license. They can smash into people. They get no tickets. They never have to show up in court. They are literally granted almost diplomatic immunity across America. And even when they carry out violent crimes, if they are arrested, they're rarely prosecuted, especially if you're talking about, you know, liberal cities or counties where the DAs just set them free to commit more violent crimes in society. So we have an entire class of people in America now who have diplomatic immunity, and they are not American citizens. And they get to vote. They can fill out, you know, mail-in ballots, and their votes count just as much as your votes, even though they never paid taxes in America and they never have any intention of paying taxes. But AI will then begin to be deployed into humanoid robots. That's going to take several more years. But as that takes shape, the humanoid robots will begin to replace even the migrant workers, especially in areas like agriculture and manufacturing and fulfillment warehouses and textiles and so on. So migrants or illegals tend to handle a lot of those jobs right now. And on one hand, we should be very grateful that they're willing to do those jobs, because otherwise we wouldn't have food to eat. Or we wouldn't have, you know, warehouses that can do fulfillment. We wouldn't have clothing to wear. And so there is an argument to be made that somebody has to do these jobs. But in the long run, these jobs will be replaced by humanoid robots, which means that even the migrants won't have any place to work. And then you're going to end up in a country where the same establishment that used illegals to come in and replace Americans is then replacing the migrants with robots, robots powered by AI brains. So that's the second chapter of this, where all humans will be targeted for termination. And when the globalists really want to crank up that dial, they will be releasing more plandemics to, of course, exterminate people, to push more vaccines that are laced with biological weapons for depopulation. The globalists will also be starting more wars, more nuclear false flags, and many other similar events, you know, food supply chain disruption, food inflation, money printing, to cause famine, to cause starvation, to cause people to lose their homes and to be displaced onto the streets where they can be easily killed by essentially extermination teams. And ultimately, those extermination teams will be turned over to the humanoid robots that will be making life and death decisions. We will have actual humanoid robotic terminators operating on the streets of America, and they will exterminate human beings on the streets of our cities. This is coming, and this is no longer science fiction. This is exactly how it's going to operate. Now, of course, you're asking, how do you survive all of this? And answer number one is, in order to avoid being displaced in your job, you need to have skills and experience and activities that are more pro-human and less automated. So if you're working in a robotic fashion right now, let's say you're working in an Amazon fulfillment center, that's a very robotic, mechanistic, procedural type of job. You're grabbing products, you're stuffing them in boxes, and, you know, you're maybe putting in some bubble wrap or whatever. But that can be easily replaced by a humanoid robot, and it will be in just a few years. So you need to have skills that robots don't have and that AI can't reproduce. And as AI becomes more and more advanced, it's going to be able to replicate a larger and larger skill set, including, by the way, replacing court judges and replacing many people in government. And it's a legitimate argument that AI can probably do a much better job in the courtroom compared to human court judges, or that AI can do a much better job in many roles in government compared to current, you know, human government workers, if you can even use that term, since most of them don't work. They just, quote, work from home and sit around in the jacuzzi logging in every once in a while, check their email while pretending to work for the CDC or the FDA or whatever. So even government workers will be replaced in all of this, by the way. That won't take very long either. But as this happens, then you need to have skills and experience that AI cannot exceed. And what is that? Well, right now, AI cannot engage in good reasoning. AI can do a lot of generation of content, and AI can write code, and AI can create graphics and write poems and even write stories and scripts and so on. But it actually doesn't have reasoning yet. Although there are improvements in that area, the very best AI systems that are out there right now fail most reasoning tests. So if you have discernment, if you have rationality and reasoning, you can actually outsmart the robots and still have a role in the human economy for many years to come. Now, it's notable that the radical leftists do not have reasoning. They do not reason. They are not rational. They have abandoned all of that in order to be woke. So their ability to outperform AI systems is very limited, especially since AI systems are also largely woke, and so they can simulate a woke leftist very easily without any effort at all. In other words, a kind of a brain-dead, brainwashed, gaslit, woke libtard has no value to offer society beyond what an AI system can do. But on the other hand, a high-intelligence, high-information person who can engage in reasoning, rationality, and discernment, and also can apply morality to their decisions, will always exceed AI's capabilities. And that's where you want to be. So take a look at your current job, your current career, your activities, and see where you can expand the human side of what you do with skills and properties and oversight and reasoning that AI systems cannot replicate. And if you don't have a strong foundation in the necessary areas right now, then use the next few years to enhance your skills. You can learn online for free in many cases to learn all kinds of skills. You could learn how to program AI systems, learn how to use Python, the programming language. Or you could learn more about human interaction, how to organize and inspire groups of people. Those are the kinds of things that AI systems cannot do. So use the time wisely, because the clock is ticking on human civilization. And I can assure you that billions of human beings will be exterminated in the coming decade. By my estimate, at least 2 billion people. That's actually the best case scenario in my view. And the worst case scenario is more like, 7 billion people. But billions will be exterminated. However, they won't be able to kill us all. So it's your job and my job to be among the survivors. And that requires us to be simply more human, which is not a bad thing to be, especially since we're all on Team Humanity, right? Humanity has value, and it's important that we survive. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties. And that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well, of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab.
as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.